This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, he makers, killer. Woo. Yeah. Let's do it.
This is it.
Come
right
on,
here.
Man.
Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Keyshawn Johnson, you can hear him every Monday through Friday right here on 98.7 from 8 until 10, along with Jay Will and Zubin. And he's nice enough to join us now. Keyshawn, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm just laughing at the promo as I was sitting here. You know, listening, waiting for you guys to put me through, patch me in, and I'm listening to Blue Chew, and all I can do is just laugh. I'm like, jeez, I thought this was Disney.
you know what? Bart's a big proponent of that. So
he's very descriptive.
Very descriptive.
Oh, God, very descriptive. I'm like, jeez, close your ears already.
Can't wait.
Let me talk to you about Deshaun Watson. We know that you're a big Sam Darnold fan, and you like his game, and you think that he could do well here. But Deshaun Watson seems like he's on another level, but you are going to have to empty a lot of your draft capital. Is this a move that you would make if you're the Jets?
Yes, I would. I would certainly make the move. If you tell me that you're thinking about drafting Trevor Lawrence, and Deshaun Watson is available, are you missing something? I mean, like, what, I don't get that, you know, right? Why wouldn't you give up the number two pick? You're going to get rid of Sam Darnold anyway if you say you're going to draft Trevor Lawrence. So absolutely 155%, I'd give up the number two pick. I'd give up the other pick at 23, I think it is.
Yeah.
I'd give that pick up, and then if you want next year's pick, I give that one up too. And then if you want me to give you a fourth round pick, I give you that too.
So you love him that much as a player?
He's 25 years old.
Right.
He's a top four player at that position in the National Football League, which means he'll be a top four player at that position for the next 10 years, a whole entire decade. So why wouldn't you want that? And then you say to me, Key, but you're giving away everything. No, I'm not. Because the guy that I'm drafting, those guys that I'm drafting, I might hit on them or I might not hit on them, but I know what this is already. And I got plenty of cap space and money to go buy players in free agency if I choose to do so. And my scouting evaluation of talent in the lighter rounds is what make up the league anyway. So I can pick players up in 3, 4, you know, 5, 6, 7, that make our team, and I can find undrafted dudes that turn into very, very productive players.
Yeah, the two of the three top wide receivers this past season were not taken in the first three rounds of the draft.
There you go.
So you can find it. You just got to do the work, and I think you can find it. But here's the flip
side.
Here's the flip side, Key, though. He's got a no trade clause. So are the Jets attractive to him?
He's a guy who wants to make money off the field. He doesn't shy away from it. His agent is a guy who wants to make money off the field, who embraces the spotlight. His agent is a guy who wants to be a power agent in the business. And so you're putting him in New York City, and we assume he's going to do well. And if he does well, then he can reap the benefits of being in New York City. We all know that, right? You guys have been here since you were born, basically. Mm-hmm. And we know what happens when you do well in New York City. He'd be the best quarterback in the history of New York, right? He'd be the best quarterback. And I understand Eli won 2 Super Bowls. I get it. But I'm talking about just, you know, Eli was never considered a top 4 quarterback in the league. And so when you look at that, he'd be the best guy. And if he wins, you know what that's going to bring.
Now, he would do okay in Miami too, Key. And they've got the third pick to offer, and maybe even Tua if Houston likes Tua. I mean, and there's no state tax, so it seems like LeBron James became a global name in Cleveland.
In the end, though, the tax side of it, I get it, but in the grand scheme of things, it ain't the same as New York City.
Yeah, but
you may pay a little more tax money, you may save a little bit more in Miami, and the team might be better right now, today.
Right.
But it's something about playing in New York. Mm. You guys know what the hell is the problem I explained in New York.
Yeah, but I agree, but not in the NFL. I mean, Peyton Manning was hosting Saturday Night Live and in every commercial, and he played in Indianapolis. Like, I just think the NFL is so big. If you win in San Francisco, Chicago, Miami, Dan Marino was able to cash in all those NutriSystem spots, right? What was the Isotoner gloves? Yeah, he was selling all that in Miami.
Yeah, but let's be realistic and honest. The NFL wanted Peyton Manning to be the face of the National Football League. So let's, you know what I'm saying, let's call it what it is. If Peyton Manning could have been in the moon playing, they wanted him to be the face of the league. And when that happens, they're going to make sure, and we're talking about a different demographic that he's talking to as well with Peyton Manning versus Deshaun. So you got to take all of those and Dan Marino. So you got to take all of those things into consideration when you start talking about off the field things, right? I mean, let's be honest. We got a guy in Lamar Jackson that was the MVP, right?
Yep. He's
the MVP of the league. We hadn't seen him too much in any off the field commercial stuff, so it's a little different when you look at certain demographics. So New York will help Deshaun more so than Miami because of those things, in my opinion. Now, I could be ass backwards wrong and may not even know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think it actually makes sense. No, I think it makes sense. I mean, it's a whole separate conversation about when you really think about what black quarterbacks are generally propped up by the league and brands. You know, it's certainly not the same as what we saw with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. So I see what you're saying about Deshaun being here, because you're the best quarterback in the history of New York City. If he just comes out and does what he's been doing or approximates that, there's no way he's not a bigger star than he has been the last few years in Houston.
Yeah, I played with Brad Johnson and Dexter Jackson. Dexter Jackson was Super Bowl MVP. Who did they take to Disney World?
The great Brad Johnson.
Brad Johnson. So, I mean, and BJ is my guy, but Dexter Jackson won the MVP. When have you ever seen that happen? So that's just the way it works.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let me ask you this. A couple of weeks ago when this was just a rumor, and we said, you know, Deshaun Watson might want out of Houston, Steve Young said if they ever traded this guy, they should have their NFL charter removed. So the only play they have is he says, I want to go. What if they say, you're not getting traded, and you could sit here and rot? Would that work in the NFL?
Yes.
He'd eventually come back and play?
Once players, and I hate to say it again because I repeat myself like a broken record. You guys have seen this movie a million times. When a professional athlete in any sport tells a team, I don't want to be here, they don't sit and rot. They eventually get moved, whether it's James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Trent Williams, Seattle Seahawks, Joey Galloway many years ago. No matter who you are, once you say, I don't want to be here, they eventually move you because they can't have you in the locker room when there's an issue and they got a coach, a new coach at that, in a new general manager. It doesn't work like that. And
but they're giving away one of the top four quarterbacks in the game. Can't they sit him down and go, what will make you happy?
Yes, they can do that. And if I'm Nick Caserio, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking that 18-wheeler, and I'm running over Kyle McNair, and then I'm backing it up over Jack Easterby, then I'm running them over again, and I'm sitting down with Deshaun and said, see, it was their fault. You see what I just did to them? And then I'm playing good cop, bad cop to try to salvage the relationship. But the problem is the owner ain't going nowhere. And the relationship, according to reports, is sour between Jack Easterby, who he retained, and Kyle McNair, the owner. It's not Nick Caserio, but I don't like the owner. So you can come in and tell me you're going to give me a lifetime extension, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. If I don't want to be there, James Harden turned down $100 million. Who in the hell turns down $100 million because they don't want to be somewhere? Somebody that don't want to be somewhere. So it's like when you get to that point as an athlete, you don't want to be there. I have my differences with John Gruden. And I told John Gruden at the beginning of the season, I put my house up for sale when we got out of training camp in the end of August. And I had told him and Rich McKay, I said, no matter what I do, win the Super Bowl, Super Bowl MVP, 10,000, I don't care. I'm not playing for you next year, period. I'll retire. When you get fed up with a situation, all they can do is move you. So they eventually traded me to Dallas with Bill Parcells because I don't want to be there. I don't feel like dealing with playing games. And Kyle McNair played games, and Jack Easterby played games with the emotions of Deshaun Watson. They misjudge the situation. And if it ever gets to the point, because it hasn't gotten there yet, because Deshaun hasn't said anything, it's all hearsay, it's all representatives, it's all other people, third parties. But if it ever gets to the point where he says he's won out, all you can do is try to get the best you can and not devalue the asset.
So we don't want to get Jet fans that excited, but just listening to your voice and you knowing the NFL the way you do, there's actually a decent chance the Jets could end up with Deshaun Watson, right?
Yes, because these things, if you go to ESPN.com, Jeremy Fowler does a breakdown, a really great breakdown on ESPN.com. It's a long, if you guys haven't done it already, and he was on our show this morning, but I read it, but it was kind of some of the same things I have already been talking about. If you look at it, right, they wanted Trevor Lawrence according to all the reports out there. They would take Trevor Lawrence. You never heard Dabo Swinney call Trevor Lawrence Michael Jordan.
Right.
So it just you're getting a once-in-a-lifetime generation, a real once-in-a-lifetime generational player, not what people are saying Trevor Lawrence could be. Right. Oh, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the next Andrew Luck. No. We know what this dude, number four, is. Damn what we think the other guy's going to be. We know what that is, and we want that in our locker room. So let's try to figure out how to get that. And they won't be the only ones, right? Everybody will be trying to figure him out. Atlanta Falcons can use him if they move on from Matt Ryan. Miami can use him if they decide they don't want Tua. The Rams can use him if they move on from Jared Goff. You know, Denver can use him. It's a whole bunch of little teams that can use him that's going to throw their name in the hat.
What percentage would you put it at?
Right now, for him to leave Houston or for him to be a Jet?
For him to be a Jet.
Oh, God. I'm going to just say 50-50.
That's good enough for me.
I'll run with that.
I'm going to say 50-50. And the reason I'm saying 50-50 is because they're sending cryptic subliminal messages, liking things on social media that has to do with New York. You know, it's again, his agent wants to be a power agent. Represents a lot of good players in the league, but he wants to be a guy, young guy. You know, he wants to be a guy. You can be a guy by orchestrating big trades. You can be a guy. I mean, think about it. Think about Rich Paul, who represents LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And he runs the Lakers, basically. He's got four or five players on the Lakers roster that he represents. He's the power player in the NBA now. You think David Mogeta doesn't want to be the power player in the NFL? You move Deshaun Watson, your power move. Now you can recruit on that. Look what I did. I got this guy moved. You know, trust me, I can. All of those sort of subplots go into the thinking of Deshaun Watson's representatives. And New York's not a bad place to play, man. I played here, right? All I did was help the team resurrect the 1-15 season and get to the AFC Championship game. And you guys treat me like I won 5 Super Bowls here.
Great stuff. Keyshawn, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anytime, bud.
All right. Keyshawn is on from 8 to 10, along with J. Will and Zubin. That follows DCR. One other thing, Incarcerated Bob is tweeting at me and Peter that supposedly Deshaun Watson's brother is a big Jet fan. I don't know what that means, but there's video of it. You know, he's a big Jet fan.
Well, and also the music we played when we came back from break.
Mm-hmm.
He posted a video on his Instagram account playing that song, I'm Ready, by the Diplomats, which is like a classic New York, really New York hip-hop record, and is saying, I'm ready. That's the whole song, is I'm ready. And then there was some commentary done about it by one of the TV shows and what that could mean, and then Deshaun people liked that. So they're playing the game. If nothing else, they want us to think it might be happening.
I think in any sport, getting a New York team involved is a good idea, especially when that New York team has got the second overall pick and probably could put together a better package than anybody else. So if you're Miami, you're looking at that going, all right, we're going to have to step it up. We're going to have to give them something we don't want to give to leapfrog over it. So getting the Jets involved, but like who his brother roots for, who Richard Sherman tells him to go play for, who Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving tell him to play. I don't know if that has any value. I think this kid wants to go someplace where he's got a chance to win. He had dysfunctional ownership. He wants to go someplace that's got the best chance to win. I think that's his motivation more than anything else.
Well, I think that they're playing against what they should be doing. They don't want to drive up the price because the team that he ends up with is going to be lesser for it. I mean, just play it low key. They're not looking for a contract. He hasn't even started his extension yet. They should keep it low-key so that the Jets and the Dolphins don't have to give up too much to get him. Otherwise, he'd be going to a bad situation.
Well, but that ship sailed. I mean, you're talking about this is a special player. It's going to drive up itself. But
right.
I think
– But they shouldn't be doing it.
But if his agent is somebody that wants to be a power broker, that's what I'm talking about, Michael, is that if this is what his agent's about, he wants New York involved. He wants Chicago involved. I think he's loving all of this, but – You know, at the end of the day, with him, with this one of the best quarterbacks in football being available, which is rarer than anything, that price is going to drive itself up.
All right. When we come back, we've got some giving away to do. Take your phone calls, and we have ENN as well. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.